Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Let me know a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away, yes, Lord. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore, O God. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated this morning. God bless you. Amen. That's wonderful. You know why that song, speaks to us? Because it's from our heart. Amen. That's what's in our heart. Those songs that are, they're inspired because there's a yearning, there's a groaning in our heart. Amen. And it cries out to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we have a lot going on today, and I'm going to ask Amos and Rita to come forward. We're going to bless their marriage. They're already married, in God's eyes. When they came here, there's some legal things. So we need a ceremony. We're going to have a ceremony today.
Amen.
So,
amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Why don't you come right up front here?
Amen.
And if you can turn and face me, and I'll face the people.
Okay.
Or maybe the people would like the other way. Maybe you can face each other.
Amen.
Right. You did this before?
We
did. Yes. Amen. So, like we said, Amos called me and told me about what they're going through. So, it's nice to rededicate yourself anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
And so it's always a good time to pray.
That's true.
Amen.
So we're not going to go through all the vows again. We're just going to pray over them and ask God. Isn't that your desire?
Amen.
Amen. God would bless this couple as they start
yes,
out.
Lord. Yes, sir. Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, it brings us joy
yes.
to see this couple today.
Amen. Yes, Father.
Two young people that want to serve you, Lord.
Amen.
That by the grace of God, they found each other.
Yes.
And Lord, we believe it was your hand, Father. And Lord, we ask you to bless this marriage.
Yes, Father.
Not just in a natural way, but
yes,
with all spiritual blessings.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May these two individuals become one.
Amen.
What a miracle, oh God.
Yes.
You said there's a mystery, Lord, in the natural marriage that reflects the church and you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And Lord, I ask that when people look from the outside, even worldly people, that they would see something special, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
They would see two people that truly love each other, that forgive each other, that want what's best for each other, Lord.
Amen.
Help them, oh God. We know there's trials in life. We know there comes problems in life. But Lord, by your Spirit they shall overcome.
Amen.
Not by being strong in self-will, but by yielding to your Spirit, oh God. We ask you to bless them and bless their home. Bless all that they would put their hand to do. Lord, if it be possible that you bless them with children, oh God.
Yes.
Just bless their home and all that they desire to do, Father.
Amen.
We ask this blessing now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's wonderful,
yes,
And we know that there's many trials in life, and marriage itself is such a blessing, but it can be a trial. Mm-hmm. And we know that Satan tries to destroy every home and every marriage. But see, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world.
Amen.
And we have to focus on that. Don't look at what Satan tries to use to disrupt, but focus on what Jesus did for us on Calvary.
Amen.
And always, always, always let love be our motivation.
Amen.
Not selfishness or pride or those things. They will destroy. But love and humility and love for God, that's what brings us together.
Amen.
Amen. So just I know Tim made an announcement about the meetings. I just wanted to say I can't believe the meetings are here already next weekend. We won't have Thursday night because we're going to have Friday night and two on Saturday and one on Sunday. But I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to pick up these brothers on Tuesday, and I asked them ahead of time what they wanted to do, and they wanted to see Washington, D.C., so they'll be preaching. Brother Tom McKintry's preaching for Mike Walls on Wednesday night, so we'll be down there Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and we won't get back up here till late on Thursday. So Friday, the service starts at 7:30. Please come early. The wall will be moved back and secured, and just try to ignore the shirts over there. If anybody has not received a shirt that we purchased, one for every person, then you can get yours today. Because when the group comes in on the meetings, in between the Saturday services, we're going to allow the people to go over and take a shirt. And just one for each person. And the Lord willing, there'll be enough for everybody.
Amen.
So He can multiply the loaves and the fishes, right?
Amen.
But there should be enough, unless we have an abundance of people that it could happen, you know. That, and if someone doesn't get one, if they write down their name and the size, we'll surely get them one and their address. So it's a shirt that the reason, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, we made them for Camp Womitu. How many was at Camp Womitu? Just a few. Camp Womitu. And it has the church ages on the back, the candlestick. And I had a friend back then that I knew who made shirts in his house. He had a machine, and I asked him to make us shirts. And, of course, I don't know where he moved to somewhere else. And, well, Brother Earl's been chasing me for years. He's like, Brother John, I wore out my shirt. I need another shirt. That's a witnessing tool, you know. And he... And Brother Earl loves to talk about the Lord and loves to witness about the message. And so it bothered me for years that we didn't make him a shirt. And so he's a retired pastor now. Brother Steve Propolis took over. And so it came on my heart, you know what, we need to make that shirt for Brother Earl. And I thought, if I'm going to make a shirt, why don't we just make a bunch of them?
Amen.
And we fixed the name because the original shirt, they spelled Laodicean wrong and things like that. So we got that fixed. But anyway, it is a wonderful thing because that revelation of the church ages is wonderful.
Amen.
It's foundational for what we believe in this hour.
Amen.
So very happy to do that. We're in between the service of Saturday. We're not having a meal together. You know, Tim had a desire for that, but I kind of said, let's just let people be on their own because it's kind of a funnel when we... And it makes it hard, so everybody will be on their own for that, for the meals through all the services. You're pretty much on your own. All right, so pray for the meetings. Come early, and I'm trying to think if there's something I missed. Come expecting. Tim said that. Come early, come expecting. And I know the brothers are today, they're in Tucson, Brother Andrew and Brother Tom, and so they're going to be kind of weary in body, but that's good because maybe they'll be stronger in spirit, you know.
Amen.
And Holy Spirit will get a hold of them. So let's all stand. I'd like to read from Romans chapter 8. Thank you, Jeremy and Laura. And I have to say, I have, you know, we love inspiration from God. I can't remember when I was so inspired by a thought that just come to me, and I hope that it comes to you in just half the measure it came to me, or double the measure. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thought. You know, God is so good to us.
Amen.
So I pray that you look past the veil of flesh today, and that the voice of God would speak to you something that would help you.
Amen.
Because like Tim said, I believe we're at a special time.
Amen.
So before we read from Romans 8, let's bow our heads once again. Heavenly Father, oh Lord, you see my heart is bubbling over, Lord. I can't hardly contain myself, Lord. You're so good to us, Lord. I feel so unworthy of your many blessings and unworthy to stand even here today in front of your people. But Lord, it's fallen my lot to be here today. And I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to read from the pages of your wonderful word, O God. And I invite you, Lord, to come. Not just to touch me, Lord, but fill this place with your spirit, O God. Breathe on us today. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Lift us up into heavenly places. Help us to finally be that son, that daughter of God that you want us to be. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. You may be seated.
Amen.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today I titled it The Manifestation. The Manifestation. And,
Amen.
You know, what is manifestation? What does that mean? You know, I look it up. You know, I like to do that. I'm not as smart as Maureen. She knows everything about words. And manifestation, it means revelation. It means to be revealed, coming, appearing. You know, and this one definition I found was very good. It says, events by which things or states or persons hitherto, that means until then, were withdrawn from view, are made visible to all. Let me read that again.
Amen.
Events by which things or states or persons hitherto withdrawn from view are made visible to all. So events, a manifestation is an event or events that makes something visible that wasn't visible. Oh, the time's just ahead of us. Just think of the times ahead of us. God is so good. So it's like a revelation. Now, you know, when the seven seals, Brother Branham preached the seven seals, and it's called the revelation of the seven seals, people misunderstand that. It was like if there was a big cover over this pulpit, and you just saw like a big lump there, and I took the cover off, you would see what was under there. It didn't change what was under there. It didn't make something new under there. It just revealed what was already there. And the revelation, the seven seals, didn't bring us a new gospel or a new revelation. It just revealed to us what was already written in the Word of God.
Amen.
And we live in a day where the devil tries to pervert all those things, but the true revelations are very simple. That's why God preached God in simplicity before the seals and after the seals. He bookended the seals with God reveals himself in simplicity, where he hides himself in simplicity and reveals himself in the same. So he's so great, but that he can make himself really little.
Amen.
You see, Brother Branham talked often about how he met many great men that were truly great men in this world. He said they all knew how to make themselves little because they weren't trying to be great.
Amen.
But he said men who were trying to be great, they always puffed themselves up and couldn't make themselves little. There's a revelation in that. See, the Spirit of the living God in Christ caused him to humble himself. Wouldn't it make sense then the Spirit of the living God in us would cause us to make ourselves little?
Amen.
And not make ourselves puffed up? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's humble, it's sweet, it's beautiful, it's just positive. I love that about Jesus.
Amen.
And so we want Jesus to live in us.
Amen.
And manifest himself through us.
Amen.
Manifestation. Praise the Lord. Oh, this is exciting.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
So then the Bible says that The earnest expectation of the creature. What is creature? It's the creation. It's what God has made, what God made visible here. The earnest expectation of the creation. See, God created this world for a purpose.
Amen.
Created all the animals and everything. But, you know, he revealed himself in nature. He revealed himself, you know, the gospel's everywhere. Like you could see the death, burial, and resurrection in nature. You could see that the spring season, the sun rising, the summer, the sun is strong, right? And then the fall season, the sun is going down, and then the sun sets, you know, in winter. But then it rises again.
Amen.
Spring comes again. Isn't spring wonderful and beautiful? There's something refreshing about spring.
Amen.
So the gospel is in nature. It testifies of many things. But we are privileged to have access to a vindicated prophet at the end time.
Amen.
And he preached a wonderful message. Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
And he showed all through the Bible, everything in the Bible points to Jesus Christ. He said, if you don't see Jesus Christ in every line of Scripture, go back and read it again.
Amen.
Because you missed something. See, it doesn't point any other way. All of the Old Testament pointed to Calvary, and everything since then, including the message of the hour, points back to Calvary.
Amen.
See, everything points to Jesus. Brother Branham pointed to Jesus.
Amen.
It's strange that people after Brother Branham don't point to Jesus. They point to something else. But we who have the right spirit and the right doctrine, what are we going to do? We're going to point right to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he is everything. Jesus is the mystery of God revealed. And Brother Branham preached in that sermon that God had a threefold purpose. So here's a mighty revelation that the mighty eternal God to recognize he had a threefold purpose. First, when he created this world, he wanted to reveal himself, his being, his life in Jesus Christ. Now, that's an incredible feat for this great, mighty God to condescend down into human flesh and reveal himself. But you know what? He did it, and I think he did a perfect job.
Amen.
Because he's a perfect God.
Amen.
How he could do that, I mean, that is so amazing. But, you know, as Brother Green used to say about Jesus, and I love this story, he said, listen, now we know Jesus lived. Amen?
Amen.
He said, but if Jesus Christ never existed, we should worship the one that made him up.
Amen.
Now think about that thought. We know that Jesus existed.
Amen.
But the being that thought up Jesus is God.
Amen.
God thought of Jesus. That manifestation of the life of God, Jesus Christ, that is God.
Amen.
And only God could think. Jesus is so contrary to carnal thinking.
Amen.
He's different. He's unusual.
Amen.
And we love him.
Amen.
We love him.
Amen.
Supernatural.
Amen.
Full of wisdom, full of power, yet full of humility.
Hallelujah.
You know? He's so great, you know, that even when they came in Gethsemane and they said, are you Jesus? I am. And they fell back.
Amen.
He just had all this power in him, but yet he was able to humble that power.
Amen.
To give his life for us.
Amen.
See, he just was able to contain all that. You know, when we get to the other side, by the grace of God, we're going to see Jesus.
Amen.
Because he is God.
Amen.
Amen. So, firstfold purpose, God desired to reveal himself in Jesus Christ. And we can all agree.
Amen.
He did that. The second fold purpose of God that Brother Branham revealed to us was to have preeminence in a body of believers.
Amen.
The church. See,
Amen.
God did not just want a cold formal religion. He wasn't trying to design a cold formal religious group. He wasn't designing a know-it-all group. He wasn't designing like I'm better than you kind of group. His purpose was that his spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, would come into us and have preeminence in us.
Amen.
Now, what does that look like?
Amen.
A Book of Acts church.
Amen.
See, the book of Acts church was not just some historical thing. That's the way the church should be. That's the teaching of the end time message. That all these other denominational systems that put a period after what they believe, they get some kind of revelation, but then they put a period and they box God in. God doesn't want that. You can't box God in.
Amen.
We need to be led by the Spirit of God and follow Him wherever He goes. And a book of Acts church is an unusual church. Filled with the Spirit of God, filled with power, filled with wonder, signs and wonders and miracles. Mark 16 follows the believers. John 14, 12, the works that I do, shall you do also. See, the church that looks like Jesus, because they do the things that Jesus did.
Amen.
That's having preeminence in the church.
Amen.
See? Now, it doesn't matter if the church ages are filled with cold, formal churches and things. It doesn't matter if they have all the money and popularity and most people go to that kind of church. That doesn't matter. The real, true church is a church filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Filled with the power of God.
Amen.
Filled with expectations.
Amen.
And not only the belief, but then God confirming their word with signs following. That's the church having preeminence. See, that's God's desire. He desired to manifest in Jesus Christ, and now He has a desire to manifest in a church.
Amen.
That manifestation is a promise.
Amen.
Remember the vision of Brother Branham? Brother Branham had a wonderful vision of a bride coming in preview. And I love this vision because, see, there was these ladies, all different nations. See, the bride comes out of every nation.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
All these different nations and nationalities, and the bride come, and she was dressed right. She was humbly dressed. You know, she looked like a Christian, and she's walking in line and everything. And then what happened after that, the Church of Miss USA came, and she looked perverted, right? If you know the vision, it grieved Brother Branham. He said, oh, I'm so embarrassed in front of him. Is this the best I could do? Is this the best we could do to produce that?
Amen.
It's like a witch, you know? And then she's dancing like in modern rock and roll and half naked and everything. And so Brother Branham was like, oh, he just felt like he wanted to die. But then after that, and that church went off into, you know, into judgment. But after that, there come another.
Amen.
That looked exactly like the first one.
Amen.
See, to me, that's a promise of God.
Amen.
That's a promise of the living God.
Amen.
It's in the Bible. It's in the message. And you know, when we think about those things, I believe it's going to happen just like God promised it would happen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, let me just move on a little bit. I need my glasses. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature, waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity. Now follow along here. The creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also... Now notice that word also. The creature, the creation itself also, shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. See, this earth is in a fallen condition too. Sons of God are in a fallen condition. We're in a mortal body. We're subject to the corruption of this life. The creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, what's happening? The earth earthquakes and... The earthquakes are more and more and more happening there. You know, the natural disasters. The earth is groaning. It's travailing. The earth is saying things are not as they should be. There needs to be a major change. Sons and daughters of God are saying things are not as they should be. There's more to me than what I'm manifesting right now. There's a manifestation that needs to come out of me that I'm not seeing yet. And they're groaning and travailing, waiting, yearning for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
You see why I can hardly contain this? You know, it's just too much. You know, the Holy Spirit is actually a down payment. The Bible says it's the earnest of our inheritance. So that which we love and we worship in the Holy Spirit, that's only a portion of what's coming. Brother Branham said when he went across the curtain of time, he says, perfection can't describe it. I can't. He said, you know, it's just like what we have here on earth is a little trickle, you know, and if that trickle went out into a stream and a river and an ocean, he says, that's what it's like up there. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. See, you can live for this life. Let them have the asphalt roads. We have streets of gold up there. Let them have this world. Don't fight for the things in this world. Fight for the things above. Praise God. Think about it. Oh my. The earth is groaning. We're groaning within ourselves. See, sometimes Christians don't even understand what that is. They're like, something's not right. Something's not right. Yes, that's right.
Amen.
You're right. Something's not right. There's more. There's more of God for us. There's more of a manifestation to be. Will be.
Amen.
Will be. Focus on that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Waiting for the adoption. To wit, the redemption of our bodies. Amen.
Amen.
There's coming a time. I want you to think of this now. We know this. If you're a Christian and you believe the Bible, you know this. There's coming a time we will no longer live in a mortal body.
Amen.
How many knows that's true?
Amen.
We will not, there's coming a time we will no longer live in this body of corruption. There's coming a time when we will leave this world.
Hallelujah.
We will leave this world. People are holding on to this world. Oh, I don't want to leave. I'm like, I want to go.
Amen.
Let me leave.
Amen.
There's coming a moment in the twinkling of an eye.
Hallelujah.
When we will pass over from this life into the next.
Amen.
Think of that. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I think about that and I think about we're passing from a life of corruption into a life of perfection.
Amen.
There's coming a time, there's coming a moment. Christians, you have a right to get excited.
Amen.
Bible believers, end time message believers, you have a right to get really excited every day because we're living in that tarrying time. We're living in that period of delay, but there's going to come an end to that delay.
Amen.
There's going to come, all this is going to happen, but before those things happen, what's going to happen? The Bible and the end time message speak of a manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. I believe that's very clear. It speaks of a time. Now, Brother Branham preached about a former rain and a latter rain, and he said the former rain was a teaching rain, but a manifestation with the teaching. And Brother Branham's ministry absolutely was a teaching ministry, and it was a manifestation. Signs, wonders, miracles all over the world. Discernment of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Supernatural manifestation of what he was talking about. He didn't just talk about it. He actually taught, and God confirmed his word. But he promised there's a latter rain.
Amen.
And he said the latter rain will be a manifestation of the teaching in the former rain.
Amen. Wow.
Think of that. Spoken words, the original seed. If you've never heard that sermon, it's a wonderful sermon. The spoken word, even the title gets me excited. The spoken word is the original seed. God hovered over this world. It was dark, void, and empty. The Spirit of God hovered over, and he spoke, let there be light.
Amen.
Let there be. Let there be. Let there be. God uses his word to create.
Amen. Amen.
And who was he talking to in the beginning? He was speaking
Amen.
To those things that would manifest what he was talking about.
Amen.
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 His word went to those things, let there be. There will come forth this. There will come forth this. Every seed from its kind. He was speaking, and as he spoke, that material brought forth what God said because it received the word. Brothers and sisters, do you realize God's word went forth in this end time? And not everybody could receive it, but by the grace of God, somebody said, I believe it. That's for me. Mary was there. She was just a humble woman, a virgin. And the angel of God came to Mary and said, Mary, in you is going to happen something supernatural.
Amen.
In you, the word is going to be manifest. In you, I'm going to produce something in you that is so wonderful.
Amen.
She said, be it done unto me according to your word.
Hallelujah.
And you know what happened? God produced, he created in Mary, and she produced Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there's an end time virgin who also doesn't want the creeds of men. Amen. Doesn't want all mixed teaching man's ideas with the word. She just wants the pure, unadulterated word of God.
Amen.
And she heard a voice. She heard an eagle scream. There was somebody flying over. And she was down in the chicken yard. And she said, I can't eat this chicken feed with all these chickens. It just doesn't taste right. And then she heard an eagle scream.
Amen.
And she looked up and she said, now that sounds good to me.
Amen.
And all of a sudden she jumped out of the chicken yard. She found she had wings.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
And she started eating eagle food.
Hallelujah.
You say, well, Brother John, it's just, you know, somebody said to me, that's just tapes, you know, that's kind of like old. I said, it's good to me.
Amen.
It's good to me. Gets me excited. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you realize that there was something inside you that said amen?
Amen?
There was something inside you that responded. How did that get there?
Amen.
Did you put that there? God put it there.
Amen.
Because it's God in you.
Amen.
Receiving the word that he sent.
Amen.
That's why when people reject the truth of the word of God, you have to wonder, where's the Holy Ghost in there?
Amen.
To accept the whole what the Holy Ghost is sending. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my, I'm too excited. We have to calm down a minute.
Praise the Lord.
So before we get out of here, there's coming a manifestation.
Amen.
Now look at verse 24, Romans 8, 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen. Now watch this. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Now you know I've been teasing Amos, you know. I said, Amos, you know. You said you have a wife. Where is she? But now I don't have to hope anymore because I can see. I don't have to believe anymore. I can see he has a wife.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Hope that is not seen, hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
Amen.
What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe there's a heaven.
Amen.
I believe there's a God.
Amen.
I believe I'm saved by the grace of God. You understand? This is not like make-believe something. This is real. I have this substance. Amen. Now, I'm going to say something to you that's important. And I like to say, before I'm going to say something important, I'd like to say that I'm going to say something important so that you understand. You ready? It's more important that you believe what the Word says you are than what you know you are.
Amen.
Say, what do you mean, Brother John? It's more important that you believe what the Word says you are than what you know by your intellect, by your five senses. Believe what the Word says about you.
Amen.
Don't believe what your carnal mind knows about you.
Amen.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Now, do you realize I just said something important to you,
Amen.
And I prefaced it by telling you I was going to say something important to you.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
God's word declares things that we cannot see
Amen.
Yet.
Amen.
You know, when I talk about my family, some would say, well, is your brother a Christian? And I say, not yet.
Amen.
I'm very careful. He's not manifesting that yet, but he will.
Amen.
See, why is that different? Saying, nah, he's just a poor slob sinner, you know. Mm. That's not what I believe.
Amen.
I believe not yet.
Amen.
Right? Praise the Lord. Remember our testimony when Brother Green preached about say what you want it to be, and I got convicted because I was saying my wife's not a believer, and I would say, yeah, my wife's not a believer. Yeah. You know, misery loves company, right?
That's right.
And so, I got convicted of that sermon, and I said, you know what, I've been saying the wrong things. And I realized I had a revelation. If she ever was going to be a Christian in this life, she always was.
Amen.
But she didn't know it.
Amen.
She didn't manifest that yet. So I went to church that Sunday. Brother Sanger, I love Brother Sanger. He's a good pastor to me and very encouraging. And he would always go around shaking people's hand. And he came to shake my hand after the service. And I said, vigorously, I said, God bless you, Brother Sanger. My wife's a believer.
Amen.
Now, that feels awkward when they're not manifesting it. But I had faith. I had revelation. I could see something. My wife's a believer. He got all excited. He goes, praise God, brother.
Amen.
I said, she don't know it yet. But she's a believer. And then he got
Amen.
It.
Hallelujah.
And I started saying what I wanted to be.
Amen.
This church building. I remember being at the YMCA for years and years and years. And I'd say, Lord, please give us a building. Please give us a building. Lord, they're trying to teach how to natural resurrect from the dead. We're trying to teach how to spiritual raise from the dead. But it keeps conflicting. We need a place dedicated. And to be honest, I gave up a few times. And we took the whole church to Arizona because I said, you know, Lord, I don't want to just save this money and then, you know, it's there. You know, when you come, and we all went and we had a good time. How many
Amen.
Went to Tucson?
Oh,
not everybody,
Amen.
Some people here.
Amen.
So that was a blessing
yes, it was.
That we went there. And right after we went, it rained and that was very different landscape after that, right there where Eagle Rock was and things. But Pedro and Adelaida and their family started coming to the YMCA, and Rosie's the one that said, hey, I work in a place. You know, if you want your own place, I think they'll rent to you. Somebody used to rent. And so Urban Promise, we rented from them, and we were over there, and I had that same revelation, and I thought, you know, I felt like God was saying to me, stop asking me and start thanking me. So I would go around, I'm preaching, I was preaching in Germany, I said, I want to thank God for giving us a building. And they're all like, yay, praise the Lord. They didn't even know we didn't have it yet. Praise God for giving. You know,
Amen.
It's a little awkward to speak out your faith.
Amen.
But if you take God at his word and you believe God has promised you something, you speak it.
Amen.
Speak it. There's power in the spoken word.
Hallelujah.
I don't know, 6 months later, Dave's here, he saw the sign change. This place was like, I don't know, $350,000 or whatever, and we couldn't afford it. And then a year later or 6 months, Dave saw the sign change. I called that day. It was the first day it had gone back on the market, $100,000 less. And I said, I'll take it. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I said, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a second mortgage on my home, and I put the money down, and I told the lawyer, I said, listen, this is what I want to do. He goes, are you crazy?
Amen.
This church is not in your name, and you're taking a mortgage out on your house? I said, I'm looking at something you ain't looking at.
Amen.
And so,
Amen.
So anyway, thank God we were able to pay off the church. But at that time, when I said I'd take it, the same day, a funeral home wanted this place.
Amen.
But we got it because we closed in 2 weeks.
Amen.
They wanted to close in a month. We closed in 2 weeks, we got it. Now, do you realize what happened? When we closed in 2 weeks, I found out later, if we closed 2 weeks in a day, we would have owed $10,000 in taxes.
Wow.
but because we closed in 2 weeks, God saved us the $10,000. And when we got the building, it was a mess and we got rid of it. And Jamie, how often does somebody come to you and say, hey, do you need a bunch of pews? Somebody gave us these pews. Of course, we had to move them around during the construction, which was a lot of fun. These pews witnessed the whole reconstruction here. What am I trying to say? God knows what he's doing. He wants us to believe. He wants us to thank him. Listen, if God promised you the Holy Ghost, praise God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Say, but I don't feel like, I don't care how you feel.
Amen.
What do you believe?
Amen.
Brother Bram's one of my favorite quotes. He says, they were in the upper room praising God for the Holy Ghost that hadn't come yet.
Amen.
See, God gave them the promise. And when he gives you the promise, if you have a revelation that God doesn't lie, you can hold on to the promise just like you have it. Just like if you were starving and someone gave me money for bread, well, when you get the money, you're like, great, I have bread. I just need to go get it. God promised you the Holy Ghost. If you repented, you were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the same baptism that they had on the day of Pentecost. Thank you for baptizing me like that. Thank you for setting me on fire, oh God. Thank him for it. I can't tell you how many testimonies I've heard of people receiving the Holy Ghost. It happened while they were praising God for the Holy Ghost. It's a secret. What is it? You're declaring what you believe before it happens. It's really important. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. It's more important that we believe what the Word says than what we know we are. Let's go to Romans 8, verse 24. Oh my, oh my, oh my. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Do you ever feel that way?
Amen.
Sure. You don't have to know. You don't have to know. Just pray. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Thank you, Lord.
See, some people are stifled because they want to know the end. See, God knows the end from the beginning. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe him. He's got it all figured out. Look at verse 28 now. And we know, do you know this? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The called. The elect. See? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son.
Amen.
That's powerful.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Hallelujah.
Sons and daughters of God, the Word of God plainly declares that all things work together for our good. All things are not good. All things don't feel good. But you can trust, no matter what storm you're in, no matter what trial you're in, that God is in control and he's working all things together for my good. Because I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a child of the King. You can believe that. You can trust it. Praise God. We are predestinated.
Amen.
You know, before I was a Christian, I didn't like that word. And people who aren't Christians, they don't like that. No. Don't like that predestinated thing. But now that I'm a Christian, I love it. Predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In other words, that's my destiny. I'm destined. You're destined to look like Jesus.
Amen.
Because you're Mrs. Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. That's exciting. All things work together. What hinders the children of God? Doubt. Doubt. When you doubt what the Word says you are, when you doubt what in your soul you believe you are, that's what hinders you. That's why you don't live as you should, because you entertain doubt and fear. See, what leads the children of God to fulfill their destiny?
Amen.
Faith. Believing it.
Amen.
Faith leads you to manifest the promise.
Amen.
Doubt hinders you from going there.
Amen.
I'm not saying it's going to stop you, because all things work together for
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Praise God. Faith versus doubt. There's the real battle now. The devil places doubts and fears in your mind, and we need to reject those things. We need to take every thought into captivity and make it subject to Christ.
Amen.
And a thought of doubt comes in your mind and says, you're not a Christian. You're not a child of God. You're no good. Look at what you've done. Look at, you're no good. All those things may be correct. Maybe you're no good. Maybe you did something wrong. But see, the conclusion they're coming to is wrong. I am a child of God.
Amen.
I am a child of God.
Amen.
See, we need to reject those thoughts. When you entertain those thoughts, they bring you down into the pit of self-pity and self-doubt and self. And it's horrible. It's a horrible, miserable condition when a son or daughter of God is trapped by doubt. It's like. Remember the thought of the bear that was in the cage and he's walking back and forth and he's just got so many steps back and forth. And then they open the cage and the bear doesn't know what to do. He stays in a cage, but the door's open.
Amen.
Doubt does that to you. It keeps you trapped. So when Jesus says the doors are open, you can go free. You don't even want to fly because you've been so filled with doubt.
Amen. That's good, bro.
Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. He has set you free.
Hallelujah.
When I was praying about preaching, I believe the Lord came to me, spoke to me. Something came all around me. And I said, Lord, do you want me to preach to you? It's such a serious thing. I don't want to do something wrong. And a voice spoke to me. He said, I want you to tell the people that I died for them,
Amen.
That I love them, and they're free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You see, sons and daughters of God, you need to recognize He paid it all. He paid it all. You can't pay that. If you try, you'll be trapped in doubt. You need to realize He paid it all. He paid it all. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Stand up. Declare your faith. I'm saved by the grace of God. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin. I am predestinated
Hallelujah.
To be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
Praise
Declare
Amen.
Your faith. Let's go back to Romans 8:31. What shall we say then? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, help me, please. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Amen.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
Amen.
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even on the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Amen.
Who shall separate us from the love
Hallelujah.
Of Christ?
Amen.
Shall tribulation? Or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
Amen.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen.
Woo!
Glory! Hallelujah!
When the devil's coming after you and he's beating you down, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those devils won't want to stick around. They're going to say, we got a crazy one over here. Satan, I don't know what to do with this person. They keep quoting the word of God back to me. Hallelujah. Every time I try to inject doubt or fear, they reject it. They throw it back in my face. And now I'm afraid to get near them. Woo! Sons and daughters of God, recognize who you are. When the weakest of Christians goes to his knees, the devil trembles. You need to realize that. You don't have to think highly of yourself. Think highly of the one that you're praying to. Amen. What a declaration of faith. We should memorize that and say it over and over again.
Amen.
Right? In all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. What else is there? Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Nothing can separate us from God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Look at the inspiration. Paul caught something here that we need to catch.
Amen.
We need to catch what he caught. Praise God. Sons and daughters of God, there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. He paid the price on Calvary. That's why that sacrifice is there. It's a propitiation for our sins. It's a substitute sacrifice. If you sin, you can repent of your sin, and he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. You don't have to wallow in sin. Repent. When you come to your right mind, repent. Listen, the world is out of their mind. We recognize that. They don't want to repent. But I want to repent.
Amen.
So that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse me from all my sin. And then I'm free. And I can stand up again. And I can face the devil. So you can accuse me all you want. But you're going down. I'm going up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My salvation doesn't depend on my works. Our salvation depends on our faith in what he did on the cross.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
If there's any works we can do,
no, sir,
then he died in vain.
That's right.
But you know what? He didn't die in vain.
Amen.
Because somebody's going to believe.
Amen.
Somebody's going to believe so much that the Spirit of God comes into them.
Amen.
And our God's a consuming fire. And that consuming fire consumes us,
amen,
cleanses us, makes us more like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. My faith in what he did. Remember now, don't look where you are. Don't look where you are. Always remember the boy on the bicycle. The boy that, how many knows the story of the boy on the bicycle?
Amen.
How many doesn't know the story? Raise your hand. All right, there's a couple. So it's worth telling. You know, there was a contest. These boys are going to win a bicycle, and they made a little ramp. Just say there's a board from here that goes down to the end of the church there. That would be a little scary to get on a bicycle, right?
Amen.
Maybe it was a little lower. I don't know. So the boys get on the bicycle, and they fall off, and they fall off, and they fall off. Well, this one little boy gets on, and he rides all the way down to the end. And everybody's around him, "Oh, you won, you won, you won the bicycle." And he says, "How'd you do it?" He said, "I watched you guys. Every one of you was looking where you are, and you got scared and you fell off."
Amen.
He said, "I looked where I was going,
amen,
and I held steady."
That's
woo!
Hallelujah.
Look to where you're going and hold steady.
Amen.
Don't look where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Look what God promised,
amen,
you to be.
Amen.
Hold,
oh,
steady.
Yeah.
I love that story. I got a couple quotes, Sean. Let's share them. Faith versus doubt. I'm losing my voice. All right. Praise the Lord. Greatest battle ever fought. Brother Branham talked about this sermon. If you never heard it, go listen to it. Now, if you'll sit down when you get home and draw three little rings, you'll find out the outside body has five senses. It's contacted by, that is, see, taste, smell, hear. You know them. See, taste, feel, smell, hear. That's the five senses control the human body. Inside of that is a soul. Now, Brother Branham did interchange soul and spirit sometimes when he talked about it. I don't care what you call it. There's the outside, and there's the inside, and there's the inside of the inside. All right? Don't stumble over terminology. All right? There's people that have gone off in sex around this message over that very issue. So, inside the body is a soul. And that soul is controlled by imaginations, conscious, memory, reasons, and affections. Now, let me stop for a moment. What makes us different than animal life? We're different. I saw a documentary about the brain, which really inspired me. And because they take it from a natural point of view, but I'm always looking at God as our creator. And it showed how an animal's brain is small and the inputs and outputs are just connected. So they see food, they eat food, they want this, they do that. So they don't have anything in between. But our brain's different. It has things in between. We have a conscience. We have memory. We have affections. We have a spiritual realm to us and reasoning that we can make a choice. Amen. We're not just inputs and outputs. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Imagination, conscience, affections. These are things that control the soul, but the spirit only has one sense. That's the inside of the inside. Has one sense that it is, either dominates it, that is faith or doubt. That's exactly. There's only one avenue to it, that's free moral agency. You can accept doubt or you can accept faith. Either one you want to work on. Therefore, Satan begin at that principal part to cause the spirit of man to doubt God's word. God began the principal part to lay his word in that spirit. There you are. That's what does it. So you see, faith and doubt. That's the critical thing. Let's go to stature to perfect man. Notice, you must be born again.
Amen.
Well, we know that's true. And when you're born again, you can't be born again without having faith. That's right. So you see, on my chart here, I got a very foundation. Faith is the foundation of it all. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that seek him diligently. Recently, I had somebody email me that contacted our website. I noticed because they sent it to info instead of to John at LWCA. And the Lord led me, I didn't even know about this quote, but it led me to that scripture to respond to them. Without faith, you can't please God.
Amen.
Seek God. Seek God. Pray. Read your Bible, right? They wanted to know how to get closer to Jesus. So, see, he must be. And when you're a skeptic of the Bible, now what's interesting, let me stop for a moment. This little documentary talked about two kind of people. People that are creative and people that are critics. It's like you're one or the other. The creative people get criticized by the critics all the time. Unfortunately, there's more critics than creative people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Why do we have... They went into prisons. And I love this thought. They said, you know what? The prison has this person, whole life now is defined by one mistake that they made. And so this person that goes in there says, there's more to these people than that mistake they made. I love that.
Amen. That's good.
Failure is not a person. Failure is an event.
Amen.
Failure can be your friend because you can learn from failure.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to fail. If you fail, say, all right, I got to learn from this. But you are not a failure. Failure is an event. And so I love this thought. They went into the prisons and they started working with the prisoners. You know, they had done all kinds of things, but they were mistakes, right?
Amen.
And they got these people to write, and they could be creative. And in each of those persons is the ability to be creative.
Amen.
Why? Because all mankind was made in the image of God.
Amen.
And He's a creator.
Amen.
But we don't yield to that. We yield to other tendencies, like animal tendencies, you know, when really we need to yield to that creative part of ourself. That's the God part of ourself.
Oh.
Just hold on. To yield to your creative part, you have to have faith in something you can't see.
Amen.
That something you can't see is possible.
Amen.
The critics are always criticizing the creative because the critic only looks at what it can see.
Amen.
It doesn't look at the unseen.
Hallelujah.
See, we're Christians.
Yes, sir.
We're the creative part.
Amen.
We only look at what the Word says, even if you can't see it.
Amen.
That's where we live.
Amen.
That's what we think about.
Amen.
You can criticize us all you want. You could say there is no God. Someday you're going to see there is a God.
Amen.
Right? We know there's a God.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry. I feel rushed.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to relax.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, God stopped the sun one time.
Amen.
He could stop that clock.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Stature of perfect man. So, skeptic. When you're a skeptic of the word being right, you might as well stay back until you first believe it. What is sin? Unbelief. There's only two elements that control a human being. Do you realize that? That's either doubt or faith, one or the other. You're possessed by the one that dominates your life. What dominates your life? Faith or doubt? See, for us, it's faith. It's calling those things that are not as though they are. That looks crazy to the world. But to us, it's just the way we live. Just depends on how much faith you have, how high you can rise.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Now, this last little quote is Hebrews, out of the Hebrews series.
Amen.
Oh, I love that Hebrews series.
Oh, my. Amen. Hallelujah.
Brother Bram says, you get scared. And that's the reason fear accompanies doubt. Love accompanies faith.
Amen.
I love my Father. I'm not afraid of Him because I love Him. He wouldn't hurt me.
Amen.
He will do good for me. If I was scared of Him, and oh, I don't know whether He would do it or not, see. But if I love Him, yes, Father, I love You. I know You're my Father and You love me. And I'm not afraid, but what You'll keep Your word. It's Your promise to me. You see the difference? He's talking about our Heavenly Father. If you're afraid of God, you're going to doubt whether He's going to keep His promise. But if you love God, you trust Him, and you know He's going to keep the promise.
Amen.
Praise God. That's the way the Spirit of God does. But oh, if I did this, if I did that, there you come to the legal side again. Never go to the legal side. It's negative. The positive side is what you want. It's already a finished work. Christ died, and the sin was killed when He died. And if God foreordained you to eternal life, all the Father has given me will come to me. There you are. You can't be lost. You're secured forever. For by one Spirit, we are baptized into one body, and by one sacrifice, He has perfected forever. There you are. There's no way for us to lose correctly. Now, don't that make you feel good? Congregation says amen.
Amen.
That's what it says. Now, how do you know you're a Christian? When your spirit bears record with His Spirit, when the love of God is in your heart, when you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, goodness, and meekness, that's when the fruits of the Spirit's following your life. Not because you can dance in the Spirit or to this modern rhythm, whoop it up in the piano and lots of here dance in the Spirit. Them things are all right, but they took the whole thing over to that legal side, see, and therefore they left the Spirit of God back there. See, when they said, I spoke in tongues, I got it. They made it like kind of a legal case. They said, I did this, so I got it. Something they could do. No, that's not how you do it. We don't draw back from faith. We believe God to the end.
Amen.
Now, I want to and finish looking at a parable. Do you have time for me today? I have to get this all in my heart. I'll just die later today. I'll just die. So now, what's important now, we've been talking about faith or doubt. We have to look at this from the positive side. I forbid you to look at this from the negative side, even though you can do it if you want, but please look at this from the positive side. This is a parable that Jesus spoke, and faith leads us to the promise. Doubt leads us away. Understand? Now, Matthew 25, the kingdom of heaven, verse 14. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one of them he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to another according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now, I'm going to stop there. There's no evidence that he gave them instructions. Are you with me? All right. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants come and reckon with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Right? So he's given 5, gave him back 10. Right? His Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Don't you want to hear him say that? Amen. He had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. You see that fear? Fear is bad. Don't be led by fear. Don't let your actions be because of fear. Remember Job? He was upright man, eschewed evil. What was one of his negatives? He was afraid. That which Job feared came upon him. He prayed for his kids because he's afraid. See, fear draws those negative things to you. Faith draws the promise of God, you to the promise of God. Fear is the enemy. Fear comes because of doubt. Love comes because of faith. Amen. Faith comes because of love. See, they're tied together. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
I believe this is true. I believe this is for every one of us. Don't yield to fear. Don't entertain fear. Do you realize people make decisions every day because of fear? Usually bad decisions. All right, let's make decisions because of faith. Things that we can't see, but we believe. Amen. All right. Now we're staying on the positive side.
Amen.
We're not yielding to the negative.
Amen.
So the one that was a hard man, and I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, here thou hast that is thine. Here it is. You gave me 1, I give you 1. Well, it didn't work out so good for that guy. His Lord answered and said to him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which hath 10. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. That's almost like a contradiction. How can you take away something you don't have? But we see it, dear. We see it. And cast ye the unprofitable servant out of darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Notice, the Lord wants us to use what he gives us. He doesn't want us to bury it because of fear. Now let's look at this. Those who produced more, what did they do? They invested somehow. Are you with me? They took the 5 talents and the 2 talents and they did something with it. They invested it. They gave it out. What they were given, they gave it out and produced more. Now, if you're in the financial sector today, what does people in financial sector do? They invest their money. So they have money, and what do? They give their money away. Because why? They believe.
Amen. Amen.
They have faith.
Amen.
That what they gave away is going to produce more.
Amen.
They invested their money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, some people invest their money and they lose their money because we're in a flawed world, right?
Amen.
But people don't invest money believing they're going to lose that money.
Right.
They invest their money, they give it away because by faith, something they just believe that they're going to get back. You see the principle here? All right, so that's an example. By faith, the one with 5 talents and 2 talents, they invested the gifts they were given and it reproduced. Do you see it? The one that was afraid, he had no faith, therefore he hid what he was given, and he was not able to reproduce. Because he didn't even try. He didn't have any faith. He was filled with fear. Listen, if you're filled with fear, you're not filled with faith. Perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
Perfect love gives you faith.
Amen.
You believe God. Cast away fear. Cast away doubts. So, listen, brother, and says, what am I trying to say? God has given us much.
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about natural things. I'm talking about spiritual things.
Amen.
Do you realize faith is a gift?
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many knows that?
Amen.
The Bible says that. Faith is a gift. If you have faith in the Word of God, that's a gift of God.
Amen.
He wants you to share your faith
Amen.
With somebody else.
Amen.
Why? Because it reproduces.
Amen.
When you share by the Spirit of God the truth and the Spirit of God and the Word of God and you share it, it reproduces.
Amen.
It's a seed.
Amen.
It will not return void.
Yes, sir.
Why do some people never share their faith? I hate to say it, they're afraid.
That's right, brother. Amen.
God wants you to share your faith.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's Amen. Too precious for you to take it and just hide it and bury it and say, well, I believe, but I'm not doing nothing.
Mm. Sir.
Not good.
No, sir. Amen.
Remember the guys in prison I was just talking about? Even they have creative power in them.
Amen.
Because all the children on this earth, they're children of God. We're, this human being is so much higher than animal life. There's people are fallen everywhere. I get it. We're all around fallen sons and daughters of God. But in them is potential
Amen.
To be creative, to reproduce Christ if they would just yield to the Spirit of God. So we who are Christians who want to serve God, listen, God is not against you. If God be for us, who can be against us? You need to step out. Get out of your comfort zone. Share the truth with somebody else.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Share it.
Amen.
I could tell you this. When those people that were in prison and they yielded to that creative side of them, they never felt more complete and alive when they yield to the creative side. Christians never feel so complete and so alive when they share their faith
Amen.
to this dying world.
Amen.
Because God will back up your word.
Yes,
He'll anoint it. I've seen it time and time again.
Amen.
If you're willing to share what God has given to you, how about revelation?
Amen.
Did you earn all the revelation in your life?
No, sir.
There's people that read this Bible every day that don't have the revelations that... There's people that study every much more than we do the scriptures, and they don't have the revelation that God has given to us. It's a gift from God. The beauty of the trueness of the Godhead. The true water baptism. There's so many revelations that this end time message has given to it. The trueness of the serpent seed. The trueness, you know what I love? The four beasts. Brother Brandon talked about four beasts or four powers. You know, and it's like the face of a man, the lion, the eagle, and the ox, and those, and then those powers, we can see them in the tabernacle. I'm sharing something that's a wonderful revelation to me. You know, the tabernacle in the wilderness, I love that picture. You see the pillar of fire over the tent there, the inside of the inside. You got the outside, the inside, the inside, the inside, right? And then we see the tribes, the 12 tribes around. And the lead tribe, there's four lead tribes around the tabernacle in the wilderness. And the banner of each tribe has that face of a man, the lion, the eagle, and the ox, you know, and they're all around. What are they? They're protecting the visible presence of God amongst His people. And though that's a perfect type, Brother Bam showed us, of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who also is the face of the man, the eagle, the lion, the ox. And how are they protecting? Because the declarations in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John protect the book of Acts, church. We have a right to believe in the supernatural. It's protected by the Gospels. All the false creeds in the world can say the days of miracles is past, but we know God is still God. The book of Acts, church, is the only kind of church.
Amen.
It's what our destiny is.
Amen.
To be filled with God, manifesting God.
Amen.
Filled with power.
Amen.
Filled with supernatural.
Amen.
I tell you, I love to share that with people.
Amen.
That's so real to me.
Amen.
It's protected.
Amen.
The book of Acts is not just some... little work that happened way back. That's the way the church must be.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's exciting. It should be exciting to you. The gospel should be exciting. The message of the hour should be. You know, God sent a prophet to this generation.
Amen.
I realize that. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'll take any scholar. Any Bible believer, you take your Bible. And I won't take any quotes. You take your Bible and stand next. I'll show you God promised a prophet in this generation. He promised it. And I'm a witness. He did it. And He had a purpose in it. And I'm a beneficiary of it. We have to share what we know. We have to share these gifts that God... Listen, you know, people always think of the natural side, you know, and giving money, and that's all true and everything, but the spiritual side, what about love? What about joy? What about peace? Share the fruits of the Spirit and watch them multiply. You're a creator. Brother Bram talked about that. His wife was all flustered, and she's at the kitchen, and she's all, Bill, and the kids are arguing. He says, we're little creators. He walked in there in humility with that mindset that the Creator lives in me.
Amen.
He touched her and he said, oh, honey, I was thinking about that dress. You know, and he talked to her. And after a while, what happened? The kids are playing nice and she's batting her eyes. Oh, Bill, we can change the atmosphere.
Amen.
We could create an atmosphere.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Sons and daughters of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, when I feel like we're just scratching the surface here. I feel like there's so much here. We too much think to the legal side, to the negative side, to the critical side. Let's focus on the positive side, the promises of God. that are promised to us.
Amen.
And because we're little and we're nothing, we're lined up perfectly to manifest those promises.
Hallelujah.
You say, Brother John, I'm just nothing. I know I'm nothing. Praise God, you're a perfect candidate.
Amen.
But you know, I failed God. Everybody fails God.
Amen.
I'm not telling you to fail God. I'm telling you, repent. Don't stay in failure.
Amen.
He made a way of escape for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
I feel like we've been given much.
Amen.
And to whom much is given, much is required. Don't bury what God gave you. Don't bury it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Failure's not a person. Failure's an event. Look at all the people in the Bible God used. We'll find failure in every one of them.
Amen.
Failure. It's part of life. It's part of learning. You know, I know people in my life that I love dearly. They're afraid to fail. That hurts me.
Amen.
Fail 100 times and learn from every one of them.
Amen.
You're not a failure.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
You ever hear somebody say, I'm a loser? They feel bad. They feel like that. But really, you're not a loser. You're going through something now. And it makes you feel like a failure. But you can learn from it. You're gonna overcome it. I will overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Maybe you're sick in body. You know, that feels awful when you're sick.
Faith.
Speak out what you can't see or feel. By his stripes,
Amen.
I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
My God is the Lord that healeth all my diseases.
Amen.
Speak it out. Speak what you can't see. Speak what you can't feel. And your words with God's promise will bring it to pass.
Amen.
The manifestation will come to pass.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What will lead us to manifest the book of Acts? Not fear. Faith.
Amen.
Faith. All right. Don't follow fear. Follow faith. The devil's a deceiver. So, let's all stand. I want to read one more scripture.
Amen.
Thank you for bearing with me today.
Praise the living Lord. Amen, brother.
I'm so excited. I'm ready to explode.
Go ahead.
You know, I really believe Jesus wants to live in us.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen. There's no doubt. Amen.
You know, I was talking to Maureen about, I was over in Germany one time, and I went to a little church. There may be, you know, we're a little church. They were even smaller. They might have had, like, I don't know, 10, 15 people there. It was just a small little group in a small little building. And, you know, I it was hot in the building, and I was like, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. What should I do? You know, I never know what to do. And then I just had to trust God, right?
Amen.
So I read a scripture, and I preached on something. I could not believe after the service, the pastor pulled me aside. He's like, John, they're going to think I was talking to you because you were hitting exactly on all the issues that are going on right now here. And I'm just like, praise the Lord Jesus. God knows what we need.
Amen.
See, and if we'll just yield, he can speak through a dumb donkey. Right? It's not the donkey that's any good. It's God that's good. And I believe God has something for us. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Whew. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we feel so happy today to call you our Father and to feel love in our hearts for you, Lord, to feel your love towards us. Lord, to see that your Spirit's directing us, pointing us somewhere. Help us, Lord, to yield to your Spirit. Help us to absorb the Word, your Word, Lord, to believe more than we believe what we see with our eyes, more than what we understand with our mind. Help us to believe what your Word says about us, Lord. Grant it, Father. I ask your blessings upon this people here, this local group that can hear my voice today. Father, bless them. Destroy the works of the enemy in their life. Destroy all doubts and fears. Fill them with your faith and your love. Lead them to the promises that they're predestinated to fulfill. Help us, O God. Take out of us all that's wrong. Take out of us all that's not of you, anything unpleasing to you, God, and fill us with your Spirit. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sons and daughters of God, manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. How wonderful. We are so blessed. Let's sing, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my own. I am blessed. Where am I, Jeremy? I'm blessed. Yes. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Are you blessed today? I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from the bountiful supply. For I am dwelling in Beulah. Let's sing that. I'm living. Oh, I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking shall run dry. Yes, I'm feasting on the manna from the bountiful supply. Dwelling in Beulah land. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. I'm living on a mountain underneath a cloudless sky. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Let's sing that to him. Isn't he a mighty God? What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. All the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh, what a mighty God. Jesus is the God. Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the God. All the
angels bow before Him.
Heaven and earth adore Him. Jesus is the God. What a mighty God.